The book that we read last month was The Dutch House, and Catherine is going to tell us all about that. Because Catherine, well, afternoon first of all, Catherine.
Hello, nice to speak to you again.
And to you, and I didn't get to read it, I'm afraid. I'm really sorry.
Well, something to look forward to over the break, perhaps.
I was going to say, I'm going to have to put it on my list because I do get some time off over Christmas, so yeah. I shall be definitely looking forward to it. Shall I put this on my Christmas list then? What did you think of it?
Well, I loved it, actually. And I wasn't quite sure. It was the cover that drew me in most because it's such a beautiful, well, Christmassy cover, really. It's lovely in red and beautifully designed. Because the information on the back, for once, doesn't really tell you much about the book. So I was intrigued enough to pick it up, and I gave it a good go. To start with, I wasn't quite sure about whether I was going to like it, but I persevered because I know this is an author I've liked in the past, and I thought it was brilliant. It's all about a brother and sister who are born into a wealthy family, and they live in this huge grand house, but the house seems to bring sadness and tragedy, and when they're still very young children, their mother leaves them, so they're left in the care of their father, and they haven't really got a very strong bond with him. And he remarries, and their stepmother is a bit of a cliched stepmother in that she doesn't like them at all and eventually ousts them. The father dies, and she sends the children off to their education. They lose their inheritance. It's all quite tragic. But the children they persevere with their education. They step into their careers and they build homes for themselves. And the way that they deal with their past is that they end up sharing a car, sitting in this car in front of the house that they used to call home, and just discuss their lives together. It's their way of looking back on their past with no mother, with no father, and the house that seems to have been the reason for all their sadness. So it's really quite intriguing, and I just found it such a wonderful read. Though it's sad to start with, and sad with what happens to the children, they are resourceful, and you end up just enjoying the way that they take one step after another in putting their lives on a better footing. And also the little touches that you have with the characters. Certainly the relationship between the brother and sister is very vivid and rather lovely. And the little details that they make about things they observe in life or whatever just are so subtle that they really come alive. They seem like real people, more than normal, if you like, when you're reading a novel. So I just found it really, really quite delightful. And I hope that you will get a chance to read it, because I think it's well worth a go.
Okay. It was Anne Patchett, is the author, is that right?
That's right, yes. So she's written a number of books. I think they're all quite different, but she does also draw on her own life experience for some of her books, certainly some of the later ones. So it's quite interesting finding out about her life too, where if you are interested in her books, in her novels, to find out a little bit more about her. She's written a memoir. So she's quite an interesting novelist to pursue, and also because she bought her own bookshop.
Oh, well done her.
Yes.
That's right. At least a place to sell your own books. Graham sent me an email as well to say what he thought of The Dutch House. He says, having been encouraged by a friend to read it, I was very glad that I did. It's an interesting and well-written story with strong characters, each somewhat eccentric in their different ways. There was considerable sadness and anger, yet also joy and humour. So thank you for the recommendation. And also thank you, Suffolk Libraries, for having it available in their online e-library for his last minute read, he says.
Oh, excellent. So I've got a comment as well from there's John who's written, and he said that he read The Dutch House earlier in the year, so it's not very fresh in his mind, he says, but he remembers the stepmother being particularly awful in the treatment of the brother and the sister in the first part of the book, but he says the sister I found somewhat irritating in the way she was so benign and self-sacrificing. I did find her somewhat too good to be true, especially the way she went and cared for the stepmother in the latter part of the book, giving a little bit away there. But he says, I remember taking a bit of time to get into the book and thinking I wasn't going to enjoy it, but I did.
That's interesting, isn't it? So there you go. So you may not think you're going to like it, but everyone that's picked it up seems to have liked it anyway. The Dutch House, Anne Patchett.